This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Latino voters overwhelmingly supported ballot measures that dealt with family finances, according to new exit polling. The firm BSP Research found 82% of Latinos polled voted yes to free school meals, a measure that passed with just 55% of the total vote. BSP's Gabe Sanchez.
Food insecurity among Latinos, incredibly high, unfortunately, across the state of Colorado. So anything that could be done to support that, specifically as we think about for our youngsters, that was going to get strong support.
Latinos polled also voted for a state income tax reduction and a measure to create affordable housing at a higher rate than the general public. The Jefferson County School District will close 16 elementary schools beginning next school year. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Declining enrollment and rising costs were the major factors in the Jeffco Public School Board's decision to close the schools. After the vote, Superintendent Tracy Dorland expressed regret in making the recommendation.
It is a big impact on our school communities, and it's a big impact on our entire district. And I feel a great deal of responsibility to support the impacted communities.
15 schools will close and consolidate with other schools at the start of next school year, except for one, which will merge the following year. Jeffco isn't the only district dealing with school closures in the metro area. Denver Public Schools has 5 schools on the chopping block. Its board will vote on those closures next week. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up this hour, we're listening to 1A, and we're doing a news roundup of what's going on around the country, and that includes the results of the midterm elections. Stick around.